Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from the Good Shepherd chapter, John chapter 10, where I read for you again these words. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved sheep of the Good Shepherd. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. What wonderful words those continue to be. What great news they proclaim. For we are sheep who need and have a shepherd who willingly sacrificed himself for us, rescued us from death and the devil, and is risen from the dead. And this is great news because we live in a dangerous world. We always have. In the past, we'd hear reports of war and conflict near and far. We would often hear of theft, assault, shootings, murder, and abuse of all kinds. Today, it seems the only danger we have is from COVID-19, either contracting it or possibly spreading it. There is an increased and constant fear of death, and the way the virus has affected our lives, even if we never encounter it ourselves. Yet, these are not the greatest dangers we fear. For while these may affect our life here on earth, we are also surrounded by even greater dangers that can affect our eternal life. There are those who climb in by another way, whose only desire is to steal and kill and destroy the sheep of the Good Shepherd. There are false teachers of many kinds in the church and in the culture who will lead us astray if we listen to them and follow them. There are those who call sin good, and what is good, they call sin. The immorality around us is appalling, and those justifying it and even advocating it will stop at nothing to silence those who oppose them. Others claim that all religions are true or equal and will lead people to God or heaven. And so they will say that we must tolerate and even accept these different beliefs as simply being different paths to the same place. Do not listen to such false teaching, no matter its source, for there is truly only one door to the sheepfold, and that is Jesus Christ. Likewise, there are those claiming to be Christians who teach falsely. You can quite often spot them because they focus on two things: proper behavior and having an abundant life. They often teach a list of rules to follow. Sometimes to be a Christian, if that even matters to them. Or They also require certain behaviors. They appear to be the new Pharisees and attempt to turn their followers into Pharisees too. And closely related to that, with them telling you what you should do, is their emphasis on an abundant life. But as they do so, they fleece the sheep to fulfill their own desires. They encourage people to look inward, to trust in themselves, to follow their passions, and they'll get the desires of their heart. And if someone doesn't get what he wants, well, that's his own fault. He didn't believe enough. He didn't trust in himself. He didn't follow the program. In the end, such false teaching destroys life, not gives it. And that's why Jesus warns us, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Their way leads only to poverty and death, because they do not lead people to Jesus. That's why St. Paul writes, those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. We need to be constantly vigilant against such false teachers, for they are all around us, even among our family and friends. And yet, in the midst of such dangers to body and soul, we do have one who is on our side. We have one who gives us true life, and that in abundance. We have one who cares for us and supplies all our needs. We have one who keeps us safe and secure. Indeed, we have one who saves us, a shepherd who gave his life for us. That's why Psalm 23 is so comforting. For we each confess that the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. He has called each of us by name in our baptism, and he calls each of us his own. He daily and richly provides all that we need to support this body and life. And while that is certainly wonderful, he gives us so much more. He gives us abundant life. While he makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside the still waters, he also leads us into the haven of his church, the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd himself. Thus, it's the church's sound teaching, the wall of doctrine, which protects us. For this teaching is the voice of our shepherd, and it finds its source and its goal in him alone. That's why the one door into the sheep pen is Jesus himself. For he alone is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. He is the only way, because only he took our sins upon himself so that we could have forgiveness, life, and salvation. He alone died so that his sheep could live. He alone willingly sacrificed himself, losing everything, even his life, so that we, his sheep, could have everything, including eternal life. So, where do Jesus' sheep hear the voice of their shepherd? Well, right here, of course. For the voice of Jesus sounds clearly in the Word, the sacraments, and the liturgy. That's why this has been an especially difficult time for God's people. We haven't been able to gather as the sheep of the Good Shepherd to receive his gifts. For as the baptized gather here each week, you hear the shepherd tell you, I forgive you all your sins. Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood shed for you. Go in peace. These are the words of abundant life, for they deliver you from sin and death and give you the life of the risen Lord Jesus. Here, Jesus speaks to you through his chosen under-shepherd as he forgives your sins, preaches Christ and him crucified and risen for you, and places Jesus' body and blood into your mouth. Through your pastor, Christ sustains his sheep, leads them out, goes before them, and leads you to green pastures and quiet waters. And that's why a video screen is, at best, a very poor substitute for actually being here with God's people in God's house. For Jesus gives his sheep life now and eternally. And while he does give us everything we need for this earthly life, that's not what's most important. For Jesus has told us that one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Instead, the abundant life consists in hearing Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. This is abundant life indeed. For this is the life of Christ, our good shepherd, who laid down his life and took it up again so that we can be his and live with him forever. And since he is risen from the dead, never to die again, he gives that life to you. By God's grace in Christ, you are Jesus' little lamb. So flee from those who would destroy you by their false teaching. Listen only to the voice of your shepherd who gave his life so that you would have life. He alone died for all your sins. He alone rose from the dead so that you need not fear COVID or death. Indeed, you too shall rise from the dead. For Jesus is your good shepherd, and he is the door to an abundant life now and forever. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.